Having heard Minister Buthelezi at the G20 Anti-Corruption Working Group on the 3rd of March this week, it really does surprise us that our government officials are speaking as if we are practicing ethical leadership, financial controls, and holding people accountable for corruption. You know, these words, while they are good, they don't make sense because it's not being lived in our government. And we really have to get away from this absolute rhetoric and nonsense and eloquent speak as if we are practicing this type of governance when we clearly are not. And our concerns really are that here we have our next budget speech coming up, the postponed one to the 12th of March. And we've had a government that is trying to raise taxes, yet we've hit the ceiling on taxes. And, you know, to go and ask for more money in VAT hits everybody, doesn't do the economy any favors. And while all of this is happening, we are wasting money. So we've written to the Minister of Finance and said, you know, what we really expect from you as a minister is to get on top of the wasteful expenditures, to make sure that we take advantage of lost revenues, that we tighten tax collection and enforcement, which the SARS Commissioner, Edward Kiesfeld, has spelt out very clearly that there's billions, hundreds of billions of rands just wasted and not collected there in illicit trade and taxes that aren't paid. We also need to broaden the tax base and cut non-essential government spending. We've listed 11 areas where we believe if government was serious about maladministration and corruption, we would be able to go and fetch an additional 400 to 500 billion rand a year. And all government is looking for in this current tax year is another 60 billion, which they're trying to get from a 2% VAT hike. That is absolutely ridiculous. We need government to shift its mindset and focus on tackling this waste, tackling the corruption, and doing so meaningfully so that we can move forward as a country.